Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Monday will begin the final week of training camp for the Patriots, and it'll be another week of joint practice sessions, only this time the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will come to town on Tuesday. But as for today, let's get to some news and notes. It was a day of return for many players who missed either all of practice last week or parts of practice in Philly against the Eagles. Michael Jenkins, Rozai Dowling, Alfonso Dennard, Nate Ebner, and Dan Connolly were all present at the start of practice. Still no signs of Marcus Cannon or Jermaine Cunningham at the start of practice on Monday. But some good news, though, for the quarterback room. Ryan Mallett was back on the field taking some reps after suffering an injury in Friday night's game. On Monday, the Patriots also signed cornerback Laquan Lewis, who had stints with the Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they also released tight end Brandon Ford. And some players to watch this week, well, we'll start with the rookies. They had their debut on the NFL stage Friday in Philadelphia. Aaron Dobson and Kimbrel Tompkins were the top rookie receivers on Friday night, and they'll both be interesting to monitor this week as they gear up for Game 2. And for another rookie, Jamie Collins, who didn't have a stellar game against the Eagles on Friday, this week will be another opportunity to get familiar with the joint practice sessions and going up against some different faces on offense. So those are just a few things to have your eye on this week. Of course, we'll have you covered right here as the Patriots get ready to host the Bucs this week, but that will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.